Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling All Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. As the last ghosts and goblins finish up their trick-or-treating this evening, things in the weather department are pretty nice and quiet for most of the country. Our departing nor'easter storm will leave New England, and folks in Portland, Maine, listening to Lobster Radio, might see a lingering shower, otherwise clearing skies with temperatures in the 40s tonight and highs in the 50s tomorrow, mostly the same for most of New England, New York, Pittsburgh, Philly, Boston, and Washington, D.C., partly cloudy and cooler with a chance of some showers later in the week. The jet stream has migrated up into Canada, meaning the weather systems here in the U.S. has slowed down. So what you see is what you got for the first part of the week. The exception is an active trailing cold front further out west, which will bring the first taste of winter for many folks east of the Rockies, with a mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain throughout eastern Wyoming and western Nebraska, and trailing down through the Midwest. And we'll talk more about that in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The most compelling hour of television is returning. The Curse of Oak Island, Season 9. I'll tell you more later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
A Florida man gets murdered in a dispute over a cat, and some guy gets the crap kicked out of him after a road rage incident. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
I'm going to tell you a story now that if we wrote it in a novel, short story, in Reader's Digest, you'd say, that's a ridiculous story. That's an incredibly stupid story. Here's the story. Listen to me carefully. See how you feel about this. A woman is shot to death. Professional, beloved, shot to death at point-blank range. And everybody says, oh, this was a terrible accident. This should have never happened. Now, this woman was a professional. She had a 9-year-old son, a beautiful young boy, at home, along with her handsome husband. They were at home. She was at her job. She was at her job on a movie set. And on this movie set, she was the cinematographer, head of photography. And at some point during this shoot, it was decided that they needed a prop gun. And the star of this movie picked up the prop gun, believed it was not loaded, pointed it at her, the cinematographer, and shot her to death. Now, as other information comes out, it turns out that this may not have been a prop gun. It may have been a legitimate gun. When you were 9 years old, the first thing you were taught about the toy gun you were given to play cowboys and Indians, the first thing you were taught about the toy gun, the fake Glock that Santa gave you, was you never point this at anyone. Even though it's a toy gun, your mother and father said, never point it at anyone. And if you do, what did they say? And if you do, I will take it away and you will never see it again. That's what your parents said about the toy gun. Here's the situation on the movie set Rust. Right there, it's trouble. There's Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, an accomplished actor, the father of 18 children, married to a woman with a strange name. But we can't hold that against him. He picks up this prop gun. This is a man who has spent his life on movie sets, picks it up, and shoots it at the cinematographer. Nobody thinks Alec did it on purpose. Nobody thinks that Alec doesn't feel terrible about this. And where is Alec now? Wherever he wants to be. He's in a coffee shop today. He could be a bar, in a hotel room. Alec's wherever he wants to be. He has murdered an innocent woman. And every hour, more questions are coming out. Because it's a murder. Because it's an odd gun. Because we don't have enough answers. But all of that has led to murkiness in my brain, which is, wait a minute. A woman is dead. What would the normal protocol say? Let's say this was a movie about hip-hop culture. And the star of the movie was the beloved movie star, Nelly. And Nelly picked up a prop gun that he thought was empty and shot it at the cinematographer. Picked it up and shot the cinematographer. Let's say it was Nelly, who's as popular as Alec Baldwin, as well-known as Alec Baldwin, has spent as much of his time on sets as Alec Baldwin. That's a pretty good comparison. Nelly picks up a gun, shoots the cinematographer. Where would Nelly be today? Nelly would be in jail. Nelly would be being questioned by 40 police detectives. Nelly would be scheduled for a grand jury hearing to gather evidence and determine his fate. Where's Alec Baldwin? At an espresso bar. I believe Nelly would have been arrested, brought down to the precinct for many questions. All of the evidence would have been gathered up because it turns out there were many different types of bullets, many different types of guns, but it isn't being treated as a crime scene. Therefore, all of that material can disappear. But if this was a movie about hip-hop culture, starring Nelly, it is my firm belief that Nelly would have been arrested. And then they would have been able to protect the evidence, keep the crime scene clean, ask him all the questions, even if they felt, just like with Alec, that he didn't mean to do it, it was a pure accident. I believe Nelly, in the same situation, would have been arrested, questioned, released, probably on his own recognizance. But there would have been the proper trail of protecting evidence and questions and precise records to protect the integrity of the life of this beautiful cinematographer. That's how I feel. My number is 800. No, it's not. It's 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. We are live on a Sunday night, 888-688-9258. I don't think that Nelly would have just gone to an espresso bar and everybody felt bad for him. Everybody still feel bad for him because even under those circumstances, it would be pretty clear he didn't mean to do it. But the police would want to ask a lot of questions to make damn sure he didn't mean to do it, to make damn sure it was an accident. To make damn sure. I believe Nelly shooting a hip-hop culture film would have been apprehended and questioned and would not be walking around in an espresso bar with all of America going, oh, gee, poor Nelly, it's terrible that that happened to him. It's so unfortunate that that happened to him. There would be many, many more questions. That's how I feel. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Let's talk about this live across America. This is Sterling All Night.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The most compelling hour of television is returning. The Curse of Oak Island, Season 9. I'll tell you more later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
A Florida man gets murdered in a dispute over a cat. And some guy gets the crap kicked out of him after a road rage incident. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
You're going to be traveling in the car, on the plane, in the train, and you're going to want to be comfortable, and you're going to want to be safe, because you don't want to be using someone else's pillow, a pillow from an airplane or a train. You don't want to be using those pillows or a hotel pillow. You want my pillow. You want to be able to say, this is my pillow, and know that it's my pillow. MyPillow.com is where you go to get a premium, remarkable pillow. These pillows are unlike any other pillows because they're made in the United States. They hold their shape. They stay cool, and you can wash them. MyPillow is made out of a unique patented material. It holds its shape, it stays cool, and it's fantastic. But more importantly, it's your pillow. Now, there's something about the MyPillow pillow they never talk about. I don't understand why. It only becomes your pillow once you get it home, you open it up, and you throw it in your dryer for 15 minutes. Once, just once. And boom, it comes to life. It actually comes to life. And then it's your pillow. It is warm and comforting, and it's the pillow you've dreamed of for hotels, dorm rooms. It's your pillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the center square. Click the center square, the one that says radio offers. The one that says radio offers. And normally, the MyPillow pillow is $69.99. It's normally $69. You click it and write in the name Walter, and immediately it drops to $19.99. It goes from $69.99 to $99.99, less than $20 for the MyPillow pillow. Less than $20. It's finally less than $20. What's the big deal? Try it. It's less than the sandwich you're eating right now. Get it. And it lasts how long? 10 years. It's got a 10-year warranty. And if you hate it after 90 days, you mail it back, you get all your money back. That's a hell of a deal. You go to MyPillow.com, click the center square on the homepage, type in my name, Walter, and you will see the prices drop. You don't need to mail back a coupon. It's not a cashback guarantee, none of that crap. You see the prices drop when you type in the name Walter. It becomes $19.99 for a MyPillow pillow. And I know you've wanted to try this pillow. By now, you are drooling with anticipation about this pillow. But every time you looked, you're like, it's a little too much. I'll do it later. Time's up. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the center square. Radio offers. Type in my name, Walter, and you will see the price drop from $69.99 to $19.99, less than $20. MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
19 past the hour. This show is dedicated to David Yagdaroff, who has been such a pal to me. So great to take care of our show, and I am grateful to him. Matt DeSantis is our screener, and I thank you, Matt DeSantis. Sandy in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling at Night.
Hi, how are you?
I think this is the sketchiest thing I've ever heard. Not just what happened on the movie set, not just, there was a prop gun here, and there's some of it's live ammo, some of it's not. No, America's reaction is the sketchiest thing I've ever heard. Well, Alec Baldwin, he's beloved. No, what would happen if it had been Nelly? What would happen if it was Nelly, who's equally beloved, equally talented? I believe he would have been apprehended on the spot.
I agree with you on that, but I don't think it should be a black and white issue. I think it should be more, why was there a live gun with live ammo, and who was going to handle that, and were they somebody set up somebody else to really kill, plot to kill somebody, and it was an accident that happened with Alex, but somebody had planned to kill somebody, and that's what they should be investigating.
Sandy, you're right. The troublesome thing, they're not investigating anything. They haven't set up
a
crime scene.
They've also, this should have been frozen right off the bat, taped, and they should investigate whose all fingerprints are on that weapon.
Instead, they're all standing around going, Oh, poor Alec. Poor Alec. I agree with you, Sandy. Thank you very much for calling Sterling at Night. Hello, Ralph. Welcome from Idaho. Welcome from Idaho to Sterling at Night. Hi.
Yes, sir. I just stumbled across your show this evening about 20 minutes ago. I just wanted to chime in about this incident. I smell fish in a big way. By the time I was 5 years old, my father, being a Korea-era war veteran, taught me about the handling and care of firearms. And there is absolutely no way that Alec, being all the work he's done, he's been around a lot of firearms on the set. You do not point a firearm at anything unless you intend to kill it. I'm not buying it. I agree with the prior caller that, you know, if they're not looking in the right places, then I smell more fish. So I just wanted to share that, and I'm kind of getting a little bit angry about the way they're handling this. So those are just my thoughts.
I don't think they are handling it. That's what's so troublesome. They didn't set up a crime scene. They didn't apprehend anybody to question them properly in a detective situation. Alec is at an espresso bar with his wife. I'm like, what do you mean he's at an espresso bar with his wife? He should have been apprehended and questioned formally under oath by police detectives until they got every single fact. This is crazy. I'm really glad you listened to the show. Thank you very much, Ralph, for calling in tonight. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. My phone number, we are live. This is Sterling at Night. Jim in Albany, New York. Welcome to Sterling at Night.
Hi, Sterling. You go by the name of Walter Sterling, correct?
That is correct, Doctor.
I'm just being brown you up a little bit. That sounds like a fancy name, like somebody that lives in London, upper class, and wear a $4,000 suit and drive a Jaguar.
Let me explain. By the way, do you have your radio on? Turn off your radio.
Oh, it's in the other room. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, listen. Let me explain about my name. It is a stage name because my God-given name is way too hard to pronounce. And when I was a kid, there were a lot of guys on the radio who were like Sterling Yates or had the first name of Sterling, the last name of Sterling. In my small brain, I always thought, well, if I ever do a radio show, that's what I will use. Now, how may I help you tonight, Jim?
Yes, sir. I'm in my mid-60s, been around firearms for well over 50 years. And you're always taught the first rule, always keep a gun pointed in a safe direction. However, he was told to fire towards the camera. They wanted to get a film shot of him firing towards the camera. So if somebody handed you a gun and said it's full of blanks, the first thing you would do, it would take about 60 seconds, take all six bullets out, make sure they're blanks, and then put them back in. So the last person to handle the gun is the one that should be to blame. And I think because he's on a board of directors for a gun control organization, and he's on the, I think he's going to get a little special treatment. However, he still feels bad, but if it was an average Joe, he'd be in a lot more hot water, I believe.
If this was a African-American culture movie, a hip-hop movie, and the star was Nelly, and Nelly had made the shot, I believe Nelly would have been instantly apprehended and questioned until everybody was satisfied that every fact had been gone over. No facts have been gone over. He's at an espresso bar. Wasn't an espresso bar today. Saw it in the Daily Mail. He was walking around. I'm like, what? What? All he should have been with for the past 2 weeks with police detectives explaining every single step of this horror show. Now, let me ask you an important question. You're in Albany?
Yes, sir. Well, 15 miles west in Schenectady.
Where do you get the pizza?
Well, there's a pizza store in every corner. Lately, I've been making my own because I'm on a fixed income.
I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you very much. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. The reason I asked him about the pizza, you have to live in a particularly culturally challenging place to have great pizza. Upstate New York, the most challenging place to live, period. You want great pizza? You go to Syracuse. You go to the Varsity Pizza on M Street. That's where you're going to get the best pizza in upstate New York. That's why they always talk about, oh, you know, the best pizza's in Connecticut. I'm like, really? I have to go to Connecticut to get pizza? And the same thing. Most boroughs of New York City, fantastic pizza. You want to know where the worst pizza is? Southern California, South Florida. That's where the worst pizza is. Why? Everybody's happy. Everybody's tan, skinny. In order to have great pizza, you have to take properly done dough and pound the crap out of that dough. Just pound the crap out of that dough. It requires old grease and angst. That's what you need for great pizza. Every corner of Philadelphia, WPHT, every corner of Philadelphia has great pizza. In fact, there's this one weird pizzeria. There's this one weird pizzeria where you have to call ahead and tell them how many of you are coming to the pizzeria, and then they weigh out the dough. And they make it, that's how from scratch it is. They weigh out the dough at this pizzeria in Philly. Type it on my screen if you guys remember what it is. That's how you do pizza. But what we've seen too often is like you go to some place and they say, well, you know, it's great pizza. It's what is it? Tocanelli's in Philadelphia. That's where you call ahead. They weigh out the dough
the
just for you.
The scam of the
you
century.
You and I are talking about this beautiful cinematographer on Alec Baldwin's movie set, a movie called Rust, appropriately, on Alec Baldwin's movie set. She was shot and killed. 9-year-old kid. Handsome husband. She lost her life. Her son lost her mom. And everybody's saying, well, you know, poor Alec. What do you mean, poor Alec? This woman's dead. Is there a police investigation? Has there been a crime scene cleaned up? Have every ounce of evidence been assembled? No. And then I think, well, what would happen if this was a hip-hop movie and Nelly was the star? If Nelly was the star of this movie, who's as beloved as Alec Baldwin and as talented as Alec Baldwin, if Nelly had shot the cinematographer, what would have happened? He would have been immediately apprehended, taken downtown, taken a formal statement. It would have been handled like a crime. Because this was a crime. An accidental death is a crime. Manslaughter 1, accidental death is a crime. That's my opinion. 888-688-9258.
The La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Happy November, everybody. Dallas will really see temperatures slip from that cold front we mentioned earlier tonight. They'll slip from the high 70s tomorrow to lower 50s by Thursday with some thunderstorms by midweek. Now, these showers and thunderstorms will also pepper the Great Lakes states by midweek. Most of the West, though, will be cool and dry. The exception is Washington and Oregon and Northern California, which will see another cold front spread rain up to an inch or two throughout the Northwest, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, and Eureka, California. Sacramento will see highs in the 60s with just a chance of rain. In fact, the outlook for all of November looks cooler than normal for most of California, but also drier. The Southeast and Ohio and Tennessee Valley will also see cooler temperatures this month, cooler than normal, including Kansas City, St. Louis, Florida, and Washington, D.C., much cooler than normal. In fact, in the Carolinas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama. The rest of the country, pretty much average temperatures for November. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The most compelling hour of television is returning. The Curse of Oak Island, Season 9. I'll tell you more later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
A Florida man gets murdered in a dispute over a cat, and some guy gets the crap kicked out of him after a road rage incident. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
A lot of people only know my dad as an angry guy, but he's more than some lunatic who loses his temper. He also loses Emmys and Oscars and custody of his firstborn child. Am I right?
888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I can't believe this scam where a beautiful cinematographer, a skilled cinematographer, is on a movie set, a prop gun is lifted up, pointed at her point blank, shot, and she's dead. And then everybody goes, oh, poor Alec Baldwin. We feel so sorry for him. Well, yeah, I feel sorry for him, except that every hour, another detail about this horror comes out. Almost by accident. Oh, gee, there was live ammo on the set. Ooh, who knew? Ooh, who knew? And the thing that bothers me the most is this woman was murdered. I don't care what the circumstances. The person who lifted up the gun, pointed at her, pulled the trigger, and shot her should have been apprehended on the spot. I say, if this was a movie about African-American culture, if this was a movie about hip-hop culture, and Nelly was the star, Nelly would have been apprehended on the spot, interrogated at the police station, interrogated by real detectives. There would have been a transcript of it. The crime scene would have been secured. Nobody would have touched anything on that crime scene. And then we'd have the facts. Because, gee, now they're saying, well, gee, there was live ammo there. We didn't know there was live ammo. Ooh, live ammo. Nelly would have been apprehended, in my opinion. And Alec Baldwin should be apprehended, in my opinion, and put before a grand jury. And every piece of evidence, every shred of evidence on that movie set, a log of everything that happened on that movie set should have been made. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I get to talk with you every week at this time from 10 a.m., 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's a live network show. 3 hours live every Sunday night. And you may ask yourself, well, Walter, why aren't you on every night? And you can ask yourself that till the cows come home and you won't get an answer. Robert in Washington, D.C., welcome to Sterling All Night. Hi.
I enjoy it every week.
You're the best, Robert. Thanks. How you doing?
You are, too. I love it. Let me tell you, this is foul play all the way. And, you know, this was an episode of Columbo. Check it out.
Do you remember the name of the episode?
No, but I know every episode. And I remember that, somebody put a live round in a phony gun. And it was basically all set up in the beginning. But the question I have to ask, and it may already have been asked, is why would he have been pointing a gun, phony or otherwise, at a crew member? What was the why?
Unclear. Apparently, he was told to aim the gun at the camera lens for the scene, for an effect. But again, that didn't come out immediately. It took 3 days for somebody to say, oh, by the way, they told him to point at the camera. I'm like, what? Every hour, we're getting new information, new facts, new fiction. But every hour, we're getting new. If it had been handled properly as a crime event, and secured by detectives, real detectives, who took every piece of evidence, logged it, didn't touch anything, police taped the whole shebang, apprehended Alec, took him into custody, questioned him properly, set up a grand jury. That's what needed to happen. And I say, if it was, for example, a hip-hop movie, a movie about hip-hop culture, and the star was Nelly, who's a comparable star to Alec Baldwin, he would have been apprehended in 2 seconds.
Well, either somebody wanted that lady out of the way for some reason we don't know what their motive was, or they wanted to foul up the production of the movie because they didn't like Alec Baldwin. They knew that would screw everything up. So somebody's behind this.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And Robert, you listen every week. How you doing?
I've been okay. I mean, I have issues where, you know, 70 years old with my health and things like that, but I seem to sail through on occasion. I mean, I'm here talking to you, and, you know, I've got my energy back, so everything's all right.
Well, listen, Robert, you certainly don't sound like a 70-year-old. You have the voice of a 38-year-old, and I thank you very much for calling Sterling at night at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I think it's insane, because the fact is our brains can't settle. When there is a lie at work, our brain can't calm down. When you have trouble falling asleep at night, it's because there's a lie at work in your head. You imagine what's going to happen tomorrow. You're predicting the future. Well, you can't predict the future. It's a lie. When you want to change the past, when you want to do something different about your past, well, you can't do that. That's a lie. When there's a lie at work, your brain can't settle down. And when it can't settle down, you're not going to go to sleep. Our nation is dealing with a lie. Something happened on that movie set that's a little different than we've been told. I'm not even saying it's malicious, but it is evil because a nice woman died. The mother of a 9-year-old kid died. And I think it's amazing, absolutely amazing, that the man who pulled the trigger was not taken into custody for no other reason than questioning and to cool his heels for a couple days. Instead, we see him at espresso bars and craft beer bars, and they shut down bars in Vermont so he and Hillaria could enjoy their afternoon. He's in hell. We know he's in hell. Nobody's angry at him. He's in hell. But the fact is, this has not been handled anywhere like any other murder situation. Any other murder situation, the crime scene would have been secured. They would have logged every single item on that set. Nobody would have been able to grab a few of the bullets that are lying around. And I believe that if the movie was about Hip Hop Nation and the star was Nelly, Nelly would have been arrested instantly. What do you think? How do you feel? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a live radio show. If whatever station you're listening to me on, they're airing it live because they have courage, genius, good taste, and a brave program director. And they didn't have any other choices. Like, there wasn't anything else. They decided they're not going to run the Bitcoin show tonight. They decided, you know, maybe we don't need to air the best of the morning show from a month ago. 44 past the hour, Sterling at night.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The most compelling hour of television is returning. The Curse of Oak Island, Season 9. I'll tell you more later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. That's your direct line to get the best savings ever for the MyPillow pillow. 800-844-0876. That's your secret number to get in touch with the MyPillow company. Buy many of them, because we're like, well, it's a lot for a pillow, $69.99. What'd you say? $69.99. No, it's not. Just for you, for calling that number, for Sterling on Sunday listeners, it is now $19.99. Less than $20 for a MyPillow pillow that is made in the USA, has a patented filling, it stays cool when you sleep on it, and you can wash it. Made in the USA, stays cool when you sleep on it, you can wash it, and when you put your big fat head on it, it holds its shape. It holds its shape. No other pillow does that. That's why you want to get the MyPillow pillow. Now they're only $19.99. They're less than $20. Until now, they've been $69.99. Now they're $19.99, but just for you. They came up with this price when I said, well, if you want to be on Sterling on Sunday, you're going to have to do something very special. You're going to have to come up with a major discount. And look what they did. It goes from $69.99 to $19.99. Call them. It's 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. I'm giving you the phone number this time because, you know, I know what you got on your computer. Who wants to share that? 800-844-0876. That's your number for MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
All right, it's 49 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling driving across the country on I-80. You got that 18-wheeler. Here's the deal. I think guys who drive 18-wheelers, women who drive 18-wheelers, are grossly underpaid. I think the responsibility you've got behind you is enormous. Most of these people make $50,000 to $60,000 a year. That should be expense money. That should be their lunch money. They should be starting at $150,000 a year. Driving that truck safely across the country deserves far more money. And the harassment, you don't understand. If you drive a truck, you're harassed in ways that four-wheelers don't even comprehend. For example, if you drive an 18-wheeler, there are very specific times when you can drive that truck into downtown cities, into the middle of a city. For example, there are many situations where they have to drive that truck into the city at 8 in the morning. Let's just think that through. No, I'm not kidding. Where the Department of Transportation says, well, you have to rest at 8 in the morning and you have to be in a city. What? It's that crazy. I have tremendous respect for truck drivers, and I cannot believe the scam that they suffer with the tolls. If you drive from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh on a four-wheeler, you're going to pay $50, which is outrageous. You drive an 18-wheeler, you're going to pay like $1,000 for the same trip. No, that can't be right, Walter. It is. That's what they pay. 888-688-9258 is my phone number. We're live on a Sunday night, 888-688-9258, 3 hours every Sunday night. Tonight I'm talking about this ridiculous situation, this horrendous situation with Alec Baldwin's movie set. Everybody feels bad for Alec. It's horrendous that this beautiful woman was murdered. That's not at issue. What issue is why wasn't he apprehended right after it happened? To enable the set to be locked down, the crime scene taped, every shred of evidence secure, and Alec questioned under oath by police detectives, scary real police detectives, like Sipowicz. Like Sipowicz should have needed to be sat down with him. That hasn't happened. Instead, I see pictures of him in the Daily Mail at an espresso bar with his wife, Hilaria. And there's some issues there, aren't there, boy? Whoa. 888-688-9258. How do you feel? 888-688-9258. It's crazy. Now, the reason I know it's crazy is that our brains won't settle down about what happened there. Every hour we get another piece of evidence, another fact, quote fact, and we go, really? There were actually bullets there? There were real bullets there? You're kidding me. Every hour we get another fact. We're told that there was a bullet in the barrel, and it was up against half of another bullet. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? Why wasn't there proper interrogation of everybody on that set? Why wasn't there proper interrogation of everybody associated with that film? We don't get the impression that happened. But again, we're dealing in fiction. We're just dealing with impressions. We don't know. If it was handled like a crime scene, then all the evidence would have been gathered, all the people would have been questioned, a grand jury might have been set up or not, but now I don't even think they could do a grand jury. Everybody just says, well, he didn't mean to do it, it's terrible, it isn't going to be treated as a real crime, maybe it'll be treated as a real crime. Are you kidding me? Let's say it was a movie about Hip Hop Nation, and the star was Nelly, and Nelly accidentally picked up a gun and shot it at the cinematographer. What would have happened to Nelly. Oh, I know. He would have been arrested instantly. That's what would have happened to Nelly. He would have been handcuffed, questioned, taken downtown. And until they got all the facts out of Nelly, he would have sat there. That's what would have happened. I just can't believe this. I think it's terrible, horrible what happened to the woman. Horrible what happened to Alec. But after that, everything has been much more wrong. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Doug in California, welcome to Sterling at Night. Hey, Doug.
Why? I'm just awestruck to be speaking with you. But I had this idea that if they've been shooting a murder mystery movie about an innocent actor who points a gun at a camera and pulls the trigger and somebody dies, and what happens to him? Now, that might be a good movie.
Yeah, except what happened to him, Doug, is nothing.
Well, they could call the movie The Innocent Murderer. And I heard him say that innocent murderer, he blamed everybody. Now he wants to talk about how he's going to support new laws and new controls and how things are done on movie sets.
And he's also accusing now the assistant director. Now he's blaming the assistant director. Each edition of the Daily Mail has a whole new set of circumstances being revealed.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of things to talk to you about, but I'll try calling again some other time because I know you got people who want to talk to you.
I do. And how's your life?
Oh, I tell you what. I started having dreams of a future when I was a kid. And now that I'm much older, I can actually see those dreams coming true. Dreams of future that affect beyond my life. I'm living the dream.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. At 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. We're a welcoming group here. We like to hear all points of view, even if they come from other planets, other planetary situations. Coming up, you and I are going to talk about the refrigerator-size asteroid that is today, passing 2,000 miles from Earth. Today, it's passing 2,000 miles from Earth, a refrigerator-size asteroid. And we have a lot coming up. Do you realize that the wildfires that are in California are much smaller than the wildfires in Turkey? And, oh, my favorite subject, American Airlines canceled 1,500 flights today, and they're blaming it on weather. I haven't seen a nicer day in years. The fact is that no one's coming to work. No one wants to come to work. And many of those workers are blaming it on COVID, but I say it's something else. And you know what I say it is? They just don't want to come to work. We're dealing with a culture now with Generation Z, people who were born from 2010 to from 1999 to 2010. They just don't want to come to work. Live on a Sunday night at 888-688-9258, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession. Capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling All Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. As the last ghosts and goblins finish up their trick-or-treating this evening, things in the weather department are pretty nice and quiet for most of the country. Our departing nor'easter storm will leave New England, and folks in Portland, Maine, listening to Lobster Radio, might see a lingering shower, otherwise clearing skies with temperatures in the 40s tonight and highs in the 50s tomorrow, mostly the same for most of New England, New York, Pittsburgh, Philly, Boston, and Washington, D.C., partly cloudy and cooler, with a chance of some showers later in the week. The jet stream has migrated up into Canada, meaning the weather systems here in the U.S. has slowed down. So what you see is what you got for the first part of the week. The exception is an active trailing cold front further out west, which will bring the first taste of winter for many folks east of the Rockies, with a mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain throughout eastern Wyoming and western Nebraska, and trailing down through the Midwest. And we'll talk more about that in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
This is the usual edition as we embrace small things considered. Tonight we salute the pumpkin patch. This quaint corner of Americana was founded on the TV show 90210. A creation by the TV savant Aaron Spelling.
Public radio takes pride in our depth of research. We have discovered that the pumpkin patch is actually a parking lot in Beverly Hills. There isn't one anywhere in rural America. It only exists on Aaron Spelling sets in Beverly Hills.
I'm blind, and that gives me secret powers in public radio hallways and in the HR break room. I can ask women anything. Here's a big star, Alexandra Daddario. Alex, we are one with each other.
Those are the worst sound effects in the business. Give us money to upgrade them for a superior experience.
President Joe is in Italy bonding with the Pope. Two men who aren't sure who the other man is. Our hidden microphones reveal the inner workings of this secret government.
Gives to warriors and leaders. And you are the most significant warrior for peace I've ever met.
Lei è il guerriero più forte per la pace che io abbia mai incontrato.
And with your permission, I'd like to be able to give you a coin.
E con il suo permesso vorrei ottenere questa moneta.
It has the U.S. seal on the front.
È il sigillo degli Stati Uniti nella parte.
What's different with this coin? Usually.
La Casa Bianca.
But I know my son would want me to give this to you because on the back of it, I have the state of Delaware. The 261st unit my son served with.
And now, our house band playing from a fueled stage. Sitting on Stacy.
Probably next week, I'm going to have the lead singer for Sitting on Stacy as the star guest on the show. Tonight's star guest is Randy West. I love Randy West. This is a show business savant. All known trivia about show business, Randy knows. He has threatened to write a book for years, but every time he's about to publish a book, he gets more gossip and more facts. Randy West in L.A., welcome to Sterling All Night. Hi, Randy.
Oh, it's wonderful and somewhat frightening to speak with you on Halloween.
Yes, and you're not alone in that, that's for sure. Your book is just going to be amazing because not only do you have great stories about celebrities, you have all that intricate behind the scenes, how do things work stuff.
And exactly.
I was hoping I might be able to get you to tell us a story tonight.
Well, absolutely. And Halloween, you know, most of those scary stories have similar plots, you know, but there's one scary story that plays out in Hollywood over and over again for 100 years now. It started with Jackie Coogan, who was a co-star with Charlie Chaplin. And when he turned of age as a child star, there was no money. He'd made over $1 million. It was all gone. And it's that kind of story that has brought, what can I say, disaster to the lives of the Little Rascals, those guys, you know, all these kid stars over the years Paul Peterson, who was Jeff Stone on the Donna Reed Show, he got his act together, and he started a group called A Minor Consideration. They lobby and have passed laws in California to protect kids, but, you know, they still run amok of the law, a lot of drug issues. And Kristen Stewart is a young star now. She's in her early 20s, but she started acting at age 9. And, you know, the table was set for one of these disaster stories. You may remember her playing with Jodie Foster in the movie Panic Room. She was 12. And then she played with Meg Ryan and Sharon Stone, James Gandolfini, and she was in the Twilight series of films. She was a cover of Vogue of 21 at the age of 21. And, you know, by the age 22, which was in 2012, she was the highest paid actress in the world. That was over $35 million and tons of awards, of course. Now, she's got the money. She's got the fame. Fans started to get crazy when she was found kissing a married man instead of her storybook appearing co-star from the Twilight series. His name was Rob. The side of her came out. It was the tip of the iceberg, unseen, but the kid stars go through it over and over again. It's a self-destructive streak of too much success perhaps, too much money perhaps, too much fame perhaps. And Kristen was on the ledge. She said, "I lit my universe on fire and watched it burn." It's the beginning of a problem. She said she was constantly anxious. She was a control freak. The unknown was debilitatingly scary. It made her ill. Now, between the lines of all this is the allusion to drugs, of course. Her story includes allusions to eating disorders, and she's come out as bisexual. She's appeared to some as being on the verge of falling into the trap. And one thing has stopped her now. First of all, she's in a huge movie coming out this coming week. She plays Princess Diana in the movie Spencer, and she's spellbinding in it. The talent is undeniable. But is she going to fall into the trap? Well, there's two things that have kept her and I think will keep her from falling in. And they're called parents, okay? A lot of kids, their parents don't know what to do when the stardom hits. But these two parents have their act together and are keeping her act together. Now, she's made over $100 million, and she's got it their entire lives. They've seen it all come down. Her father is John Stewart, not the singer. John Stewart is the stage manager, works with directors in all manners of television programs his entire life. Her brother is a crew member. Her mother, Julie Mann, was an actress. She's a script supervisor and producer. She's a writer. And these two have watched this child grow from acting at age 8 and 9, major movies 12, biggest paid actress in the world, and they've watched her walk around the edge of this volcano about to fall in. And you know what? I don't think she will. So this is a Halloween story with a happy ending. Lord knows we can all mention those who have gone by the wayside, kid actors who are in trouble. Well, this one...
Go ahead.
Different.
Yeah,
go ahead.
This one is different. And I was thinking about Jeanette McCurdy as you were telling this story. Mm. Jeanette McCurdy, huge Nickelodeon star, gifted comic actress, and she's starring in a one-woman show right now in Hollywood entitled I'm Glad My Mother Is Dead. So there's a very different situation now. It's great. It's great that somebody as talented has parents and has a relationship with her parents. That's really a great story. Randy West, I'm so glad you were on the show tonight. I am glad you told this story because there was a moment there on Saturday Night Live when she was mocking everybody because she was saying, you know, I'm gay. I am so gay. But it was funny. And it's terrific. I can't wait to see the Diana Spencer TV show. That starts, what, this week?
this movie is, theatrical, and it comes out this Thursday or Friday. I saw it, spoke with her about it, and she's, you know, most actresses don't want to sit in front of a bunch of press and VIPs and award voters and, you know, gee, what was it like to be in that scene? What did you think? You know, they don't want to do that over and over again. They're asked the same questions by Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, on and on and on, every newspaper, every magazine. But she knows the business. She understands that acting is half of the job, if that much. The marketing, the selling, the being accessible. And she is so grounded when it comes to those difficult meetings and conversations. She's there. She's there for it all. And I have to respect and admire it.
There's Randy West talking about Kristen Stewart. Very grateful. We have to have you on regularly. We have to have you on more and regularly. Does that sound like a good idea, Randy?
It sounds like a great idea, because in February I'll be calling you for the opportunity to come on. The publisher promises me a February release of the book we've talked about and you've been kind enough to talk about for many, many months now, but it's real and it will be here soon.
You tell the publisher that for the publicity events and publicity store Sterling on Sunday, we're first on the list. Okay, Randy?
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks, my friend. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday at 17 past the hour. We are live on Sunday night. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And coming up, let's you and I talk about the horror of airline travel at this time of year, because, gee, no one's coming to work. No one at American Airlines came to work. 1,500 flights were canceled. Sterling all night.
A Florida man gets murdered in a dispute over a cat, and some guy gets the crap kicked out of him after a road rage incident. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The most compelling hour of television is returning. The Curse of Oak Island, Season 9. I'll tell you more later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I am so proud of the fact that this company backed Sterling on Sunday. There have been a lot of loser companies that had the opportunity to back Sterling on Sunday. They're like, well, you know, you talk about lesbians. We don't know if we want to talk about lesbians. This is MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com is a fantastic company that makes products in the United States of America. United States of America. You want to show your patriotism? What could be better than buying products made and sold in the USA? This is an incredible product. It's the MyPillow pillow. You've seen the commercials. I know you've wanted to try it. And then you go and you check the price and you go, $69. I don't know. I'll wait. Well, time to wait is over. The waiting time, it's over. You're not in your doctor's office. The waiting time is over. It's $19.99. You go to MyPillow.com, click the center square, put in my name, Walter, in the promo code box, and you will see the price drop from $69 to $19.99. For a MyPillow pillow. This is a premium pillow. It holds its shape when you sleep on it. You wake up, it's still the same shape. It's cozy and comfortable. It stays cool all night. And it smells great because you can wash it whenever you want. These pillows last for up to 10 years. They have a guarantee of up to 10 years. And if you hate it, after 90 days, you mail it back. Where's the risk? There's no risk. Take advantage of this amazing offer because they're going to come to their senses soon. I know them. They're a little bit crazy. They're going to come to their senses soon. Go to MyPillow.com. Click the center square. There you'll see a promo code box. Type in my name, Walter, and you'll see the price drop. You don't have to wait for, you don't have to wait to get to the cart. You don't have to put in a secret code. You don't have to wait for a cash back offer. No. It happens before your eyes. It's pretty damn sexy to see it happen right there. $69.99 to $19.99. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click the center square. Put in my name, Walter, and you will see the price drop from $69.99 to $19.99, and then you will get the pillow you deserve. And I am grateful to the MyPillow company because they have come up with this offer just for you. Midnight Misfits, kooks like you. This is an offer only available to Midnight Misfits, a Sterling on Sunday listener. That's you. Finally, we get a gift. Finally, we get treats. Treats for everyone.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
According to the Washington Post analysis of news accounts, social media postings, and police records, we're on track to have roughly the same amount of fatal police shootings as we've seen in previous years. That's despite last summer's much talked about racial reckoning, despite the nationwide calls for police reform, and despite Derek Chauvin's conviction for the murder of George Floyd. Aside from an increase...
Philadelphia has done the smartest thing possible this week. The city of Philadelphia has announced that minor traffic violations will not cause the police to flag somebody down. They're not going to hit the lights, hit the siren, and stop somebody for running a stop sign, the wrong left turn, passing on the wrong side. All the minor moving violations are going to be overlooked and ignored. I believe this is the smartest thing any city could do. Now, what's the risk? The risk is that a major source of revenue is going to go away in Philadelphia. They make tons of money with this no-cost revenue machine called moving violations. Moving violations and traffic court makes tons of money, crazy amounts of money. But they're going to cut down significantly on it. And you know what? I think if there's, quote, defunding of the police, they have no choice. They have fewer cops on patrol. When you have fewer cops on patrol, what are you going to use them for? Getting in the way of somebody being shot? Getting in the way of a robbery? Or are you going to use them to pull over your grandmother who's speeding, you know, going 45 in a 50? I salute the city of Philadelphia, home of WPHT. I congratulate the city of Philadelphia for saying, you know what, we don't need to do all these minor traffic violations. Good for you. Speaking of which, my 16-year-old daughter went for her driving test. My 16-year-old daughter has made several trips that are 400 miles long on interstate highways into big cities. She drives so well. She's conscientious. She took a driving school. She passed her written test. She's a good driver, a really good driver. I'm very proud of her. I say to anybody, she is the best driver in my family, because it's true. She takes her driving test, and they flunked her on things like she was in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, and she was driving 28. I'm like, yeah, did they give her a gold star for that? No, she's in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. She was driving 28. What? She didn't pay enough attention when she made a right-hand turn. She didn't seem to be engaged enough. This is what they wrote down. She came to a stop sign and didn't seem to really study the road when she came to the stop sign. It was that vague. I have a theory. We happen to be blessed with living in a, quote, nice suburb. The test was given in a rougher neighborhood by a woman who was almost my daughter's age. I swear to God, could have been a few years older. That was it. I think my daughter got into the car. The tester got in the car with her, looked at her and thought, I'm going to give this one a tough time, and gave this one a tough time. Now we have to go 2 weeks from now to do the test again. And it's crazy. I know she can drive well. It's just not a fair situation. All right, let's you and I talk about, what should we talk about now? We have so many things to discuss. There are certain holidays that aren't real holidays. I call them morning zoo holidays. These are morning zoo holidays.
I think it's Uranus, Dave. I really do.
I think it's Uranus.
Maybe Halley's. I can go for Halley's instead of Haley's, but I think it's Uranus.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're absolutely right. Oh, wait a minute.
We'll get a phone call. Maybe they'll know.
Good morning.
Hi, Tim. This is Biff.
Biff Zetterquist. How are you, Biff?
It's so good to have you back.
Well, thank
the morning zoos, they're crazy. Halloween, St. Patrick's Day,
mine or yours?
April Fool's Day, New Year's Eve.
We're talking about a planet in the solar system.
These are morning zoo holidays. They're not real holidays. Real holidays are Christmas, Hanukkah. Oh, morning zoo holidays. July 4th, Labor Day, real holidays. Christmas, Hanukkah, Easter. Not many others. Anytime a morning zoo can spend 2 or 3 days making it into something very big and everybody going, that's when you know it's a phony holiday, a morning zoo holiday. Why aren't any of the morning zoos led by women, by the way? Why don't any of those stupid shows be led by women? I don't get it. It's a puzzle to me, kids. A puzzle to me. Coming up, we have 2 editions of Florida Stories. And we have Velo Hool reporting on the first episode of Oak Island, which is not to be missed. The Curse of Oak Island. Why is all television gold cursed? Now, I happen to be in Cleveland tonight for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This was a big induction week. There was a Radio Hall of Fame this week, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I can tell you in Cleveland, this is surprising, and I'll tell you what it is. In Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame event was not the biggest deal this week. It was not the big news this week. The big news this week was show business news, but it was not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I will share it with you. Yes, I'm happy about the Foo Fighters, as I know you are. I'm happy about Carole King. But the big event was not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling All Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Happy November, everybody. Dallas will really see temperatures slip from that cold front we mentioned earlier tonight. They'll slip from the high 70s tomorrow to lower 50s by Thursday with some thunderstorms by midweek. Now, these showers and thunderstorms will also pepper the Great Lakes states by midweek. Most of the West, though, will be cool and dry. The exception is Washington and Oregon and Northern California, which will see another cold front spread rain up to an inch or two throughout the Northwest. Seattle, Portland, Oregon, and Eureka, California. Sacramento will see highs in the 60s with just a chance of rain. In fact, the outlook for all of November looks cooler than normal for most of California, but also drier. The Southeast and Ohio and Tennessee Valley will also see cooler temperatures this month, cooler than normal, including Kansas City, St. Louis, Florida, and Washington, D.C., much cooler than normal. In fact, in the Carolinas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama. The rest of the country, pretty much average temperatures for November. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The most compelling hour of television is returning. The Curse of Oak Island, Season 9. I'll tell you more later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Marion County, Florida, where there's a classic dispute between neighbors, but this time it's over a cat. One guy has a cat, and the cat goes outside, and it'll jump over the fence, and it'll get in the neighbor's yard, and sometimes it poops, pees, does whatever. But the neighbor doesn't like having the cat in his yard. So one day he confronts his neighbor, "Hey, tell your cat to stay out of my yard." He says, "I can't control where the cat goes. It's a cat." And he says, "Listen, if you do not control your cat, I am going to, so you see this gun? I am going to shoot your cat." He says, "You are going to do no such thing over my dead body." And in proper Florida fashion, the neighbor shoots him. I'm not sure if that's going to keep the cat out of his yard, but he is facing second-degree homicide charges. Ah, James, don't you think that's a little over the top for a Florida man to shoot his neighbor because the cat keeps getting in his yard? That's the point of Florida stories. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Palm Coast, where a 22-year-old Florida man is rolling down Belvedere Lane. Some SOB cuts him off. It's a 53-year-old Florida man. So they do that thing where two angry guys take turns cutting each other off, and 22-year-old Florida man cuts off 53-year-old Florida man, and the 53-year-old Florida man speeds past him and cuts him off again. Then they end up at a gas station. And we have a he said Florida man scenario here. 53-year-old Florida man says the 22-year-old Florida man ran at him and tackled him, Brian Urlacher style, slammed him up against the car, and then when they went to the ground, he did the ground and pound and beat the crap out of him. 22-year-old Florida man says the 53-year-old Florida man threw hot coffee in his face, and then in self-defense, he might have punched him a bunch of times after he knocked him to the ground. I don't know if there is a lesson here. I just know if you're in Florida and someone cuts you off, let it slide. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
This is a three-hour live network radio show on Sunday nights, available to you across the country. Every station that airs this show airs it live because they trust me. There's Judy in Dallas, who found us on WBAP. Judy tells terrible dad jokes, really the worst jokes you've ever heard. And therefore, I'm like, we have to have her on every week. Judy, welcome to Sterling at Night.
Well, hello.
Hello.
For Halloween, I have two jokes for
you. Two jokes for Halloween from Judy. Yes, ma'am. Go.
That's your trick-or-treat. Anyway, go ahead. Here's the first one. Why are vampires so easy to fool?
Why are vampires so easy to fool?
Because they're suckers.
Unbelievable, Judy. What's your second joke?
Okay, what's it like to be kissed by a vampire?
What's it like to be kissed by a vampire?
Yes.
It's
a pain in the neck.
I'll come around to give you all my love. If only you would notice me.
It's Sterling All Night with Walter M. Sterling, 41 past the hour.
Let's try this.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. The most compelling hour of television is returning. The Curse of Oak Island, Season 9. I'll tell you more later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Electric vehicles like Teslas are just amazing marvels of modern technology, unless they fall through your attic and kill you while you're watching TV. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Part 2 of Florida Stories.
The owner of the Northern Ad Agency, Mike Doucette, heard this show about 2 months ago, and he went crazy. He went nuts. He said, this show can sell anything. It's going to sell MyPillow products. I'm like, oh, okay, Mike. Okay, that's what you want to do. And he started selling MyPillow products on Sterling on Sunday. And he is thrilled with the results. If you have to move a product for real, you don't want to win awards. You don't want to waste your time winning awards or getting Clios or being an Ad Age. You want to actually move your product. Mike Doucette at Northern Ad Agency can help you. To find out about the Northern Ad Agency, go to Walter Sterling Show and click Contact. And there you'll see the information. And to learn about MyPillow, you go to MyPillow.com. Normally, the MyPillow is $69.99, and it's worth it. But if you go to the center square and you click Walter, you put in the name Walter, you will see the price go from $69.99 to $19.99. That's right, less than $20 for the MyPillow pillow, made in the USA, sold in the USA, shipped out of the USA. It holds its shape. It stays cool. It smells great because you can wash the pillow whenever you want to. Wow. It's the dream pillow. You get this pillow and you dream on it. See how clever I am with the language. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click the center square. Put in my name, Walter. And it's $19. That's an offer only available to you.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
All right, 46 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Sometimes there's communications issues between me and the brilliant people who run our sound. And the last issue that we had was my fault. I communicated poorly, and it was my fault. All right, now, I'm in Cleveland for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. Foo Fighters, everybody's very excited. Carole King, there's Taylor Swift, the whole shebang. It was not the biggest news in the city of Cleveland this week. There was big news in Chicago. The Radio Hall of Fame inducted some terrific talent. The chairman of the Radio Hall of Fame is Dennis Green. Dennis Green has to handle a very difficult job. He syndicates Bill O'Reilly, and that's a tough job right there. But he's also responsible for the Radio Hall of Fame. Now, let me tell you about the Radio Hall of Fame. Everybody who would like to be in the Radio Hall of Fame knows anything about the Radio Hall of Fame. They're in a constant fist fight with each other to get in or to get their buddies in or to get whoever they think should be in. I don't play. I listen. I sit in the sandbox. I say that's very nice. But the fact is that Dennis Green has an incredibly difficult job. I congratulate him. He put on a spectacular, beautiful dinner, an event where every single radio person got to give a speech. Now, just imagine being at an awards ceremony where radio people get to give a speech. Rarely are these speeches done in any short period of time. These are very long speeches, but I assure you, very entertaining. He did a great job. Beautiful event. In Cleveland, it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and this was the first time it was ever held in the Rocket Mortgage Arena, which is not what the people of Cleveland call it. They call it something else, but it's a big 20,000-seat stadium. They could bring in 10,000 people for this event. They've never had it in a huge hall before. They had it usually in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which, by the way, if you haven't seen the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, go. It's not what you think. It's exciting, dynamic, fun. You will learn things about rock and roll. You thought you knew everything about rock and roll. You didn't know. By the way, it was designed by I.M. Pei. So as a piece of architecture, it's a magnificent building. It's really magnificent. In the city of Cleveland this week, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, that was not the news. That was not the news. It was show business news, but it wasn't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame news. The news was tragic. Every industry has leaders. Every industry has people that everybody in the industry looks up to because they're just so good at what they do, you can't believe it. In the city of Cleveland, on WTAM radio, in Afternoon Drive, was a host named Mike Trivisano. And when I first heard Mike Trivisano, I sat there with my mouth hanging open going, I will never be that good. There's nothing I can do to be that good. Now, what did he do? He did a talk show, 3 or 4 hours, depending on the game. And he didn't talk about sports. It's kind of a myth in radio that he talked about sports. He did not. He stopped talking about sports years ago. And Kevin Matheny and Ray Davis said, you know, why don't you talk about other things? And he started talking about much broader palette of topics. That's part of why he was so successful. Always number one or two in the market. Always number one in billing. Advertisers loved his show. But what he talked about, it was the way he talked about it. And the way he talked about it is the bravest thing possible. When he would talk about a subject, if he ran out of something to say or he had to gather his thoughts, he didn't vamp. He didn't say anything. There's nothing more powerful on the radio than when you come to your favorite radio station and there's silence. What happens when you come to your favorite radio station and there's silence? You turn it up. And then the announcer starts talking and the music comes on and it's boom. It takes courage to use the silence. Paul Harvey used to use the silence. But these are masters. These are people who took decades to learn how to use the silence. Mike was on WTAM in Cleveland. He deserves to be heard across the country. I used to say to my radio friends, would somebody please syndicate him? Would somebody put him on in Chicago? Would somebody please put him on a bigger platform? And, you know, they'd look at the ceiling. It's unbelievable. But I'm going to give you a little taste of him.
We landed on him. You know what I say about that?
Wait. What's running? What else is running? Hold on. It's not that. Oh, I see. You know, Mike wouldn't do this. he wouldn't do this. He would have it all set up. But I did have it all set up. It just wasn't cooperating.
We landed on the moon. You know what I say about that? Big friggin' deal. We are a pathetic society. We truly are a pathetic society. I like to start out a Monday by asking you a question. What's so significant about 40 years ago today? What about last year when it was 39 years ago? Or next year when it's 41 years? What is so deep about this number 40? I'd say we are just an unbelievable society, especially when it comes. The media just ceases to amaze me. 40 years ago, we landed on the moon. Okay. So was that like any different 39 years ago? Or how about next year when it's 41 or 42? Like 40, is it like this huge significant? I mean, do we celebrate 40? Huh? I mean, what is so deep about 40? I mean, why are we celebrating 40 years ago we landed on the moon? Why is that more important than 39 years ago? I'm sorry. I'm still wondering why we went to the moon. They say now we got to go to Mars. Why? I think we're living Mars right here on planet Earth right now.
Mike Trivisano, who passed away this week, Afternoon Drive host on WTAM, one of my heroes, because he could talk about anything, and he did talk about anything. He didn't waste hour after hour screaming at the Democrats. He wasted hour after hour screaming at stupid. Anything that he found particularly stupid, that's what he screamed at. He raised millions of dollars for charity. There's an article about his death in The Sun, the British newspaper The Sun. That's how profound his impact is on American media. And in the city of Cleveland this week, The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame may have had their little party with all of their out-of-town guests, but the fact is nobody who lives in Cleveland really talks about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they're not engaged with it in a profound way. But they drove home with Mike Trevisano, and they were engaged with him in a profound way because he talked to them like him. He sounded like Cleveland. He was also a humble guy. What Mike Trevisano did between radio gigs, he laid tile, bathroom tile, tile in buildings. He'd get on his knees and he'd lay the tile because it was a good paying union job. He left behind 3 children, a boy, a girl, and a stepson. His second wife, who he'd been married to for 10 years, and he had raised about $11 million or more for charities in Cleveland without a lot of fanfare. That's who he was. To me, he was a brilliant broadcaster because he understood what the medium was. It was companionship and entertainment and not a personal crusade of his. It was amazing every time. You know what it was? Let me tell you. At the end of his show, this is what happened in my head. I'd listen to this show. You know the sound that a film projector makes when the film is done and it's allowed to run and the film itself sort of snaps as it spins? That's how you knew that the movie was over. When his radio show was done, he was so capable of making these incredible pictures in your mind. That's what I'd hear in my head when his radio show was done. So, Mike Trevisano, thank you for teaching me how to do radio. Thank you for being a great broadcaster and a power of example. Mike Trevisano, dead at the age of 74. He always used to say he was 54 so that he stayed within the 25 to 54 demo. Coming up in the next hour, the Midnight Misfit Hour, we're going to talk about the fact that nobody at American Airlines seems to be coming to work. The Turkish wildfires, the wildfires in Turkey are worse than the ones in California. And what else? Oh, we'll talk more about the holidays. And I will share with you the secrets of my surgery. I had surgery this week. This is a big week. Mike Trevisano died. I had cataract surgery. Nobody in Cleveland cared about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And the Radio Hall of Fame had their big ceremony. My number is 888-688-9258, live on a Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling All Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. As the last ghosts and goblins finish up their trick-or-treating this evening, things in the weather department are pretty nice and quiet for most of the country. Our departing nor'easter storm will leave New England, and folks in Portland, Maine, listening to Lobster Radio might see a lingering shower, otherwise clearing skies with temperatures in the 40s tonight and highs in the 50s tomorrow. Mostly the same for most of New England, New York, Pittsburgh, Philly, Boston, and Washington, D.C. Partly cloudy and cooler with a chance of some showers later in the week. The jet stream has migrated up into Canada, meaning the weather systems here in the U.S. has slowed down. So what you see is what you got for the first part of the week. The exception is an active trailing cold front further out west, which will bring the first taste of winter for many folks east of the Rockies, with a mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain throughout eastern Wyoming and western Nebraska, and trailing down through the Midwest. And we'll talk more about that in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part 2 of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we're going to West Park, Florida, where a young lesbian couple is selling micro bullies. You know what a micro bully is? It's these bulldogs, but they're really small and have like the really squatty legs. They're so cute, but they run about $4,000 a piece. So this trio of teenagers, boys, acted like they were interested in buying a micro bully online. And then when they came to pick them up, they held the lesbians at gunpoint, grabbed three of the puppies, and ran. One of the lesbians ran to her master closet, grabbed what appears to be a Tech 9 or some other semi-automatic sort of semi-pistol rifle thing, and confronts the guys as they're walking back to the getaway car, and so they take a shot at her, and she starts firing back. And there's video of this. On her Ring doorbell, you see an irate lesbian dog breeder just squeezing off about 30 rounds at this car that's driving away. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Tampa. 30-something Florida man has a little bit of spare change in his pocket and thinks he's going to buy what some consider a status symbol. He gets the Tesla Model S plaid version. Once Florida man got his Tesla and drove it off the lot, he had to go show it off. So he's got three friends in the Tesla with him, and his friend in the passenger seat is like, come on, man, let me drive. Let me drive. Come on, man, let me drive. I've never driven this before. It'll be fine. You're not even going fast enough. You're being such a wuss. Watch. This thing go fast. Let me watch. Let me drive. And so he lets the guy drive, and sure enough, he floors it. I don't know if you've been in a Tesla, but on this road where the speed limit's 30 miles an hour, the friend got it up to 116 miles per hour. Since this is on Florida Stories, you know it's going to end badly. He catches the little air going through an intersection, blows through a stop sign, and I mean like he actually hits it, bounces up off of an embankment, which sends him airborne. They land on the roof of a house that's down the hill, crush through the living room where it hits a woman who's watching TV, and then propels her and the car through the front of the house into the front lawn where it finally comes to the stop. The guy driving injured, the two people in the back seat injured, the actual owner of the Tesla who's in the passenger seat dead, the woman who was hit while she was watching TV and a car falls through her attic dead. Of all the ways you're going to die, it very well may be cancer or heart disease. You know, you like have a stroke or a heart attack. Or what are the odds it's going to be a Tesla falling on top of you out of your attic? In Florida, the odds are not zero. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Drew, our prestigious Grubhub driver in Las Vegas at KXNT, will be coming on with us in just seconds with an update on Grubhub land, Las Vegas, and all things going into the third shift, into the late shift. But I'm listening to Florida Stories, and I'm thinking, well, we have another Florida Stories ready for you. And I thought, well, maybe you'd like to hear another Florida Stories right now. So let's do that.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. For our next Florida story, we're going to the Indian River County Courthouse. A 26-year-old Florida man. He's on trial. He's accused of battering his 23-year-old girlfriend, well, ex-girlfriend now. The court case doesn't go so well for him, but when they meet out in the hallway, there's a sign there that has letters on it that are about 1 foot tall. He rips the G off of the wall and throws it at her, and it hits her in the head. So he was immediately arrested, charged with battery again for smacking her with the letter G. He's being held without bond now in the county jail. That's not especially egregious or horrifying. I just never seen anyone get arrested for smacking his ex-girlfriend with the letter G. Thought that was pretty fun. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
And finally, on Florida Stories, we're going to Lake Worth Beach. A vape shop owner had just closed up the store, turned off all the lights, got everything all arranged, and he's in the back just counting the till, doing a little bit of paperwork. And some scumbag throws a giant rock through his front window, and the window shatters and collapses. He comes through, steals a bunch of merchandise, and is starting to run away as the shop owner, a 39-year-old Florida man, is coming out of the back. Well, he has his gun on him because this is Florida. tells him to stop. Of course, he doesn't stop. And as he's running away on the sidewalk, the shop owner shoots him, hits him in the back while he's running away. The juvenile suspect will be charged with burglary, property damage, all that. But despite how lenient Florida can be with stand your ground laws and whatnot, looks like the store owner is going to be charged with shooting the burglary suspect because he was posing no threat and running away. It just seems so silly that this was all over vape juice. Like, some guy committed a burglary and another guy shot him in the back while he was running away over something that didn't even exist when you were a kid. That's very Florida. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
You and I can stay in touch at all times to WalterMSterling@gmail, Billy Datz and his family, Neil Paul and his beautiful fiancée. All of you can stay in touch with me at all times. Mary and June Riley. Who's my other? Oh, darn! I have a list of all our Midnight Misfits. However, you're a Midnight Misfit because you're listening right now, which is not normal. Normal people do not listen at the radio at this time, Sunday going into Monday. You're working the third shift at the hospital. You drive the early bus, drive the UPS, the FedEx. This is a time for just us. There's no one else around. We don't have to explain ourselves. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. Everybody who says, fell out this farm, they're in bed. They're not going to bother us again. My email is WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. And it's time for a Sterling Snap. Whatever you're looking at right now, I'd appreciate it if you take a picture of it and send it to me. And then I'll post it on Instagram tomorrow. WalterMSterling@gmail. Take a picture, send it to me. I look forward to seeing it. All right, it's 14 past the hour. Walter M. Sterling, Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. The most compelling hour of television is returning. The Curse of Oak Island, Season 9. I'll tell you more later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You're going to be traveling in the car, on the plane, in the train, and you're going to want to be comfortable, and you're going to want to be safe, because you don't want to be using someone else's pillow, a pillow from an airplane or a train. You don't want to be using those pillows or a hotel pillow. You want my pillow. You want to be able to say, this is my pillow, and know that it's my pillow. MyPillow.com is where you go to get a premium, remarkable pillow. These pillows are unlike any other pillows because they're made in the United States. They hold their shape. They stay cool, and you can wash them. My pillow is made out of a unique patented material. It holds its shape. It stays cool, and it's fantastic. But more importantly, it's your pillow. Now, there's something about the My pillow they never talk about. I don't understand why. It only becomes your pillow once you get it home, you open it up, and you throw it in your dryer for 15 minutes, once, just once, and boom, it comes to life. It actually comes to life. And then it's your pillow. It is warm and comforting, and it's the pillow you've dreamed of for hotels, dorm rooms. It's your pillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the center square. Click the center square, the one that says radio offers. The one that says radio offers. And normally, the MyPillow pillow is $69.99. It's normally $69. You click it and write in the name Walter, and immediately it drops to $19.99. It goes from $69.99 to $99.99, less than $20 for the MyPillow pillow. Less than $20. It's finally less than $20. What's the big deal? Try it. It's less than the sandwich you're eating right now. Get it. And it lasts how long? 10 years. It's got a 10-year warranty. And if you hate it after 90 days, you mail it back, you get all your money back. That's a hell of a deal. You go to MyPillow.com, click the center square on the homepage, type in my name, Walter, and you will see the prices drop. You don't need to mail back a coupon. It's not a cashback guarantee, none of that crap. You see the prices drop when you type in the name Walter. it becomes $19.99 for a MyPillow pillow. And I know you've wanted to try this pillow. By now, you're drooling with anticipation about this pillow. But every time you looked, you're like, it's a little too much. I'll do it later. Time's up. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the center square, radio offers. Type in my name, Walter, and you will see the price drop from $69.99 to $19.99, less than $20. MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old, tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
Oh my gosh, look at you. It's just us. There you are in the 18-wheeler, the 4-wheeler, alone in the car, alone in the cab of the truck, and I'm alone in my laundry room. We're going to manufacture and market to you laundry soap, 100% organic and natural laundry soap from Sterling on Sunday, from my laundry room. And then you'll be able to have a piece of my laundry room. What sort of fantasy does that fulfill? None. But it will become a fantasy of yours as soon as it becomes marketable. My wife was very angry with me last night. Not as angry as if the refrigerator-size asteroid actually hit the Earth. By the way, they said a refrigerator-size asteroid. Is that Nancy Pelosi's refrigerator or my refrigerator? My refrigerator, I think, would do no damage. Nancy Pelosi's would empty the Pacific Ocean. That's as political as I get. What was that stupid ice cream she had? Anyway, last one night I was in a lot of trouble. It was 1:30 in the morning. I should participate in no conversations in my home at 1:30 in the morning. With you, we can talk. We can always talk. It was 1:30 in the morning, and my wife is banging and banging away on the wall with a hammer. She's nailing things into the wall with a hammer. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum. And I'm like, and you know, it's funny. I would do it now like that, but I don't want to wake up the house because I'm in my laundry room. My current wife, she's nailing things into the wall. What is she nailing into the wall? Pictures, photographs, pictures, family art. Okay, fine. And then I realized that she wasn't putting up one picture. She was putting up many, many pictures. And I'm looking at this, and I don't see any space left on the walls. The hallway, the TV room, the living room, every square inch of our home now has pictures, paintings, kids' art, photographs of my family. I think there are two of those. Photographs of her family, about 100. And it's not stopping. I was always taught that aesthetically in any given room, you need to have a rest wall, a wall that has nothing on it that enables your eyes to rest when you're sitting in there. Otherwise, it gets too busy. And if it's too busy, it gets uncomfortable. Too much going on, it's uncomfortable. Some would say it's not in good taste, but everything we put up is nice. Everything she has up is nice. I'd put it in any room, anytime, especially the kids' art. Kids' art's a lot of fun to look at, just like your kids. It's fun to look at. But there's no rest walls in any of these rooms. And I made the mistake of saying, are you going to stop now? And what do you mean? I said, you're going to use every square inch of these walls for these pictures. You know, one day we're going to move. And we're going to have to repair all these walls. We rent. And she started to get really angry. Now, it's 1:30 in the morning. She had no business doing this at 1:30 in the morning. But she was getting really angry. So I stopped. I didn't say anymore. I started to backtrack and say, I'm sorry, you're right. It goes in rotation. I'm sorry, you're right. What's the other one? I'm wrong. You gotta throw it in. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm wrong. Those are the three phrases that all American husbands use if they want to continue their relationship with their children. You want to continue your relationship with your children, you need to have this fast, locked and loaded. I'm wrong, you're right, I'm sorry, I'm wrong, you're right, I'm sorry. We just have to say it over and over again. If somebody says, you're right, I'm sorry, I was wrong, I don't hear it because I don't believe it. It's too fast, it's too easy. I don't believe it. Take action. Make an amends, don't make an apology. I don't want to see an apology, it's stupid. Anyway, I was still in trouble this morning. I was still in trouble this morning. She had yet to let go. It was spinning in her head all night. Meanwhile, I was snoring. I was done with it. Now, what do you think? I made a comment in passing. I said, oh, and then I said, you know, I live here too. Oh, my God, how could you say that to me? How dare you say that to me? How could you say you live here too? I'm like, okay, this is time to stop this conversation. Don't say any more. And I didn't. But then she dug in and she wanted me to say more. She wanted to go there. And I didn't want to go there. First of all, I had already lost. There was no point. There was nothing I could do to fix it. She had hammered all of these pictures into the walls. Paintings, photographs, all these pictures into the wall. And she was very certain that it was the right thing to do because this is, quote, what I do. She's an organizer. And I'm like, okay, forget it. I'm sorry, forget it. I was still in trouble this morning, vaguely in trouble tonight. And I'm like, nothing's that big a deal. Is this that big a deal? You know, things that I think are a big deal are like, you know, I haven't had lobster in a couple months. That to me is far more troublesome. I need new shoes. Far more troublesome. I'm still wearing sneakers. I don't actually have a pair of shoes. That to me is more troublesome. But man, was I in trouble. I've rarely been in that much trouble. I don't know what the magic words are to say to fix this. Advice, please. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And if you're thinking, oh, did he record this earlier in the day? No, this show is live. Isn't that the best thing about radio? It's just us, and we're live. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Because husbands don't get scripts. We really don't get good scripts. We often fail at all of these little tests. We're always horrible people, but we're not. But I goofed. I really goofed. And I don't know how to make amends. And her birthday is Wednesday. Her birthday is on Wednesday. I suspect I will find a way. But any advice you could give me at 888-688-9258. She is, you know, isn't this my house? Shouldn't I be able to decorate it? Well, yeah. But I'm like, and then this was the worst part of it. She says, well, every house we've lived in, I've done this. And I'm thinking, yes, every house we've lived in, it's always bothered me that every wall is covered with a photograph or a picture or a painting, every single wall. And it's troublesome. I'm looking for the call screen. Would you send me the call screen again, please? Because, you know, I have limited abilities. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Did you have a good Halloween? Because I think it's the dumbest holiday there is. Especially when adults, when grown-ups put on costumes. Halloween is for 9-year-olds. If you're 19, you're too old. If you're 29, you look pathetic. If you're 29, you're drunk. I lived in New York for years, and I saw that Halloween Day parade, which is fabled. It was terrifying because every square inch of every street had throw up on it. There were police stanchions everywhere, And because the crowd control was crazy because these were drunks in scary masks. Drunks in scary masks, endless nightmares. But what would happen, no matter what I did, I got shoved against the stanchions. Once you get in that crowd, once you get along the parade route, you're not leaving. There are no porta-johns. You're not leaving. It is a horrible experience, terrible experience. And then everywhere you go, there are people who are disoriented, and they're wearing disoriented costumes. That's the worst case. You're surrounded by people who don't really know where they are. You take a look at them, and you're like, I really don't want to help you. I really don't know where is your face. I'm looking at your costume. I don't know where your eyes are, your mouth. It's very scary. Not a good experience. New Yorkers on Halloween are idiots. They think it's their idea. It's not their idea. Let's you and I talk at 888-688-9258. Sterling on Sunday.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling all night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Happy November, everybody. Dallas will really see temperatures slip from that cold front we mentioned earlier tonight. They'll slip from the high 70s tomorrow to lower 50s by Thursday with some thunderstorms by midweek. Now, these showers and thunderstorms will also pepper the Great Lakes states by midweek. Most of the West, though, will be cool and dry. The exception is Washington and Oregon and Northern California, which will see another cold front spread rain up to an inch or two throughout the Northwest. Seattle, Portland, Oregon, and Eureka, California. Sacramento will see highs in the 60s with just a chance of rain. In fact, the outlook for all of November looks cooler than normal for most of California, but also drier. The Southeast and Ohio and Tennessee Valley will also see cooler temperatures this month, cooler than normal, including Kansas City, St. Louis, Florida, and Washington, D.C., much cooler than normal. In fact, in the Carolinas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama. The rest of the country, pretty much average temperatures for November. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
Season 9 of the top-rated History Channel presentation of The Curse of Oak Island Season 9. It is an amazing hour of television. If you've not viewed The Curse of Oak Island, here's what you have to look forward to. A bunch of men of a certain age standing on an island digging holes, hoping to find something compelling, which they have. A compelling lead cross, which is sort of like out of the theme of the Knights Templar. They found a ruby. They have found various digging tools and mining tools, even though there's not a mine on Oak Island. They also have found intriguing rocks. This season, the Legina brothers have never been more open about their frustrations and also about their hope, about finding something new. Check your local listings. History Channel, Tuesday night, The Curse of Oak Island, Season 9. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is Sterling at Night's Curse of Oak Island Report. I'm noted expert, Velo Hool.
Last week, I had my cataract surgery, and I was very hesitant to tell you about it because people immediately assume that if you have cataract surgery, you're old. I'm not. My eyes just got bad, and I couldn't see distance at night. When I was 30, I got eyeglasses so I could see distance at night and I could see movies. I would go to the movies and shout, "Focus!" because I really didn't think that it was in focus. And then I realized it couldn't be the projector in every single theater. It was me. I couldn't see. I get the glasses. They worked great. They worked great until 2 years ago. Then it didn't really work so great at night, and I couldn't really read. And, you know, when you're on the radio and you have to read, it's a problem. I went to Dollar Tree, and at one point, I pretty much bought every single reading glass they had, every strength, from 1 to 3.5. None of them seemed to work consistently. There'd be a day where 1 would work, 2 would work, 3 would work, but I couldn't really see consistently. I couldn't read consistently. I'm such a genius. This went on for a year. I assumed the problem was the glasses, not my eyes, the glasses. Well, I finally go to the real eye doctor, the one who's in a hospital, in a eye department in a hospital. And he takes a look. He says, I'm not going to give you new glasses. I'm not going to give you glasses prescription. I said, would you give me a prescription for new glasses? He says, no. You need to have cataract surgery. You have cataracts. That's the problem. Well, I heard about this. I knew that the surgery was very successful, done by many people, and terrified the hell out of me. It just sounded terrifying that they were going to, what, cut off my lens, put on a new lens. I was going to have to lie there. How could I lie there and see that things were being done to my eyes and not go out of my mind? I will just share with you the experience. It was incredibly pleasant because in an IV, I got major sedative drugs. And I did not see what they were doing. I don't know why, but whatever they were doing to my eye, I couldn't see a damn thing. Didn't feel the thing, didn't care. A couple hours later, they only do one eye at a time. A couple hours later, I could see perfectly out of the eye that they repaired. Perfectly. I still see perfectly out of the eye that they repaired. And next week they're going to do the other eye, and then I won't need glasses at all. But the way they did it, it was interesting. They said, okay, what we're going to do is fix your distance. You'll be able to see at the distance just fine, but you'll need glasses to be able to read. But at least because the distance is right, I'll get the right prescription for reading glasses, and then you and I will be able to sit here and read stories together. In fact, over the holidays, that's what I should do, is just read you stories to celebrate. By the way, did you see what's coming on TV? The British Baking Holiday Competition. The Holiday British Baking Holiday Competition, where these people in silly sweaters in beautiful kitchens are going to bake desserts that are obscene, treats that are crazy. We never actually see the recipe. We don't know what any of the settings are on their stoves, but oh my gosh, those are beautiful stoves. Why do I like that crap? I don't know. Today I baked. You ready? I'm sitting there and I'm like, we have a quiche. I'd really like a quiche. Our supermarket nearby sells quiche, but they run out of it fast. They run out of the quiche fast because they're very popular. It's the best thing. It's like the most elegant dish you can buy, pop in the oven, you're a hero. Well, the supermarket wasn't going to have any quiche today, but I had pie shells and eggs, and I'm like, I've never made a quiche. Why don't I make a quiche? I'm a brilliant guy. I have a network radio show. I put 3 eggs in the blender. I had whipping cream because my wife insists upon using it for her coffee. And what did I do? I put in a little garlic to bring out the flavor. Whipping cream, yeah, that's right. I put it in the blender and I blended it for a long time. I poured it into the pie shell. And mozzarella cheese, shredded mozzarella cheese and shredded sharp cheddar cheese. That's what I put in. But not too much of either, just enough to bind it. Poured it into the pie shell, and now I'm like, oh my God, how long do I cook this? I've never made a quiche before. I certainly am not going to look at a recipe. I'm Walter Sterling. I'm a brilliant guy. I started it at 400. That ran for about 15 minutes, and then the top was getting brown. But I knew the inside wasn't done. I checked the inside wasn't done. You don't want to mess with egg, right? Lowered the temperature to 200 and let it cook for a long time, maybe 40 minutes. By the time it was done, I took it out. Ladies and gentlemen, it was perfect. I made a perfect quiche on a hunch. I was guessing, and it was perfect. If I can do it, you can do it. Coming up, we have Vic Ferrari, a retired New York City police detective, with a cop story, a real cop story. That's my gift to you, you midnight misfit. You're a midnight misfit. You don't fit in. This is the tragedy of your life and mine. We don't fit in. And yet we have the best ideas. We have the most interesting, innovative, cutting-edge ideas, whether it's at work or at home, because we don't fit in, and we don't want to fit in. And when you don't want to fit in, you just do and think what you want. This is Sterling All Night. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. That's your direct line to get the best savings ever for the MyPillow pillow. 800-844-0876. That's your secret number to get in touch with the MyPillow company. Buy many of them, because we're like, well, it's a lot for a pillow, $69.99. What'd you say? $69.99. No, it's not. Just for you, for calling that number, for Sterling on Sunday listeners, it is now $19.99. Less than $20 for a MyPillow pillow that is made in the USA, has a patented filling, it stays cool when you sleep on it, and you can wash it. Made in the USA, stays cool when you sleep on it, you can wash it, and when you put your big fat head on it, it holds its shape. It holds its shape. No other pillow does that. That's why you want to get the MyPillow pillow. Now they're only $19.99. They're less than $20. Until now, they've been $69.99. Now they're $19.99, but just for you. They came up with this price when I said, well, if you want to be on Sterling on Sunday, you're going to have to do something very special. You're going to have to come up with a major discount. And look what they did. It goes from $69.99 to $19.99. Call them. It's 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. I'm giving you the phone number this time because, you know, I know what you got on your computer. Who wants to share that? 800-844-0876. That's your number for MyPillow. 343 were axed on Saturday. You know what that means? That means tomorrow morning it's going to be a nightmare. That means tomorrow morning the odds of you getting the flight that you had planned to get on American Airlines or in any of those major cities, Dallas, or forget it. It's going to be a nightmare. They say weather in Dallas is the problem. That's not the problem. The problem is that people aren't coming to work. And the challenge major companies have found is that people aren't coming to work because after a year and a half of staying at home and finding out that they're having a very satisfactory experience staying at home, they're like, why should I come to work? Now you have a new workforce of 18 to 28-year-olds, new generation Z, and they have a completely different view of work. For example, they think that the boss should do things for them. They will tell the companies when they will come into work, what they're going to do, and what to expect from them. In the broad picture, I say good for them. I think that's fantastic. Too many companies, too many people, too many baby boomers ran their businesses without enough consideration for the home life of the people who work for them. And now that people have been home for 18 months, they're like, well, I'm not going back to work. I'll do the job. I enjoyed the things we had to do, but I didn't like that guy I worked for. I didn't like that woman I worked for. I didn't like having to sit next to old Charlie. I didn't like any of those aspects of it. And therefore, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. That's what these companies have found. They don't want to do this. And I don't blame them. And I said to you when the pandemic started, I said, people aren't going to go back to work. They're going to discover it's not necessary. I discovered it's not necessary many years ago when I started to work for myself as a consultant. when I started to work for myself as a consultant, I worked from my apartment. And then I worked, from my own office, but it was always mine. And therefore, I could set my hours, my pace, my culture. I was my culture. I was the culture at my work. I could dress the way I wanted, eat when I wanted. And people like to do that. And the smart companies recognize that. Now, iHeartMedia has said, you know what? Don't come back to work. Huge media company. I don't know, 800 radio stations, 1,900 radio stations. I don't know. But their CEO and co-CEO said, you know what? Don't come back to work, because they realized there were benefits to the company beyond happy employees. They realized that their biggest expense was rent. They wanted to have nice offices, nice studios, so their biggest expense was rent. Well, wait a minute. If they don't come back, we can downsize the facilities considerably. We can sublet it considerably. We can start to actually get a revenue stream from our facilities through subletting. And if we built them ourselves and we owned it ourselves, well, that's a total home run. Wow. Because the technology in radio and in many industry has gotten to the point where you don't need to be in a spot. You don't need to be in one place in order to make it work. Even you and I were watching the TV networks during the pandemic. We were watching like CNN or Fox News. At the beginning of the pandemic, all of those functions, all the control room functions, were taking place in people's homes. They were running it off their laptops in their homes. They were able to throw it from one person to another person to another person on their laptops. Everything that they used to need a big control room for, they found that they didn't need a big control room for. That freed up a lot of thinking. That gave people a lot of freedom. This is going to be the new paradigm, my friends. People are not going to commute to work. They're going to do the work, but they're not going to get in their damn car and drive 2 hours each way. And that's only part of it. Only part of it is that you and I don't want to have to commute anymore that way. The other part of it is we don't want to hang around an office with gossips and people who are malicious about how we look, how we dress, what we have on our desk, where the HR lady is. I believe this will end HR. And that is my greatest joy will be the end of HR, where you won't need one HR person for each facility. One for the whole company will do just fine. And here's a secret. That's how it used to be. It was all centralized. There wasn't one lurking around you every day in every facility. It's not necessary. It's stupid. I hope you have a spectacular week, because I believe truly that you believe to have a spectacular week. What did I just say? I don't know. I have a podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. You get it at Apple iTunes. Listen to it. A new one goes up every Monday. And the greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.